I'm on right and beginning the visit with Patterson and his youngest boy this Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 1 right on this new reel and beginning the visit with Patterson and his boy this Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2, Channel 1 right and beginning the visit with Patterson this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 1 right and beginning the visit with Patterson this Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 1 right and beginning the visit with Patterson and his youngest boy this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72.
Here. This is where you
used
to sit?
Yes, ma'am. Sure thing.
Well,
how you doing there?
I'm glad to see you.
I come for that crowd.
Come on, how you doing? Well, let me tell you.
You can let that run if you want. You got another one.
I got one.
Got another one? Boy, it's hot. It's hot, huh?
Yeah, man.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that's sure enough hot. Boy, it's fixing transmission in my car. And that's what I drive. That's my son's car. I drove the track to the game on Friday. And I drove up town this morning to get my little grand's hair, boy, hair cut. And boy, he wanted to come on down here. He was telling me about that car there. Let's take that knock home. You see, you won't pull at all?
Oh, yes, it'll pull.
It will. It will pull.
Yes.
Is it slipping or what, then?
It's slipping. It's out. Clear out.
Will it pull in reverse and not pull in drive?
Well, it'll get you home. Let me tell you, Patterson,
Tell me.
What'd you bring him for?
I want to look in
your
bag for
him.
Huh?
You want to look in your
bag? Yes, I'll trade with you. Yes. but you was in such a hurry the other day, you see, and you had to go over there and handle and work for those three women.
Yeah, I had to go in and work some for them, and still got to go cut some ground for them. I'll come back and cut your own, too.
Well, I figured when you come back, we'd work out something.
All right. Well, I'll do it then.
Let me tell you, you know, you just upset things last time.
What I done?
That boy sitting here, you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
That little long
hair.
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah. You remember his long hair?
That's right. That's right.
But he got plenty of sense.
Yeah, that's what I want to have, plenty of sense.
And he knows how to work on cars.
He does. I like to be riding. I'd like to be around and see how much you do know.
Well, what he said was he'd like to be around you.
I'd like to be around. Because that's only my boys do. My boy going way out the mold spawn. We got some kin people out there. My cousin came over. They got a pickup truck and he wanted me to crank it up and do a little tink around to his car and a little bit. He going out to come up with this morning. He wanted me to go, but I couldn't go. I had to stick around home and son. Stick around home.
Yeah, you can't be gone all the time.
No, I'll be gone. I just come to the house and just right down here. Just come to the house and came my grandboy get haircut from school. And I'm right down here.
Where you get it cut?
I'm making up a boy get cut here.
Where about?
He's still on the west side of town.
Well, let me tell you. Mm. You know, they'll put him in jail for doing that.
Well, he'd been cutting for a long time, but he got his license. You know, Bob. See, he cut out on the ground.
Lines.
Cut out on the ground.
And he,
they don't bother about doing that. But if you cut up in the house, something like that, they put you in jail.
But if you can cut out
on the ground, it's okay.
Well, let me tell you, I haven't been to the barbershop in 3 or 4 years. You see,
well,
I got a fella. I go around and we set out.
Well, this boy cuts my hair. Been doing it for the last 7 years or more. Cut right on the ground, right there. And that's what he does all the time. As long as you don't cut on your porch, so you done been to the judge and seen the judge. You talk to the judge, what the judge says, okay.
Nah,
about what nobody else said, what the judge says, right.
Say that again.
I said, what the judge tell you, it ought to be right.
And the judge told him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
I'll just drop by there sometime and talk to him a minute.
Because
mm-hmm. I could use that information.
Mm-hmm.
I sure could.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I was in the Army, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get a haircut in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Cut it all off.
Cut it nice, Patterson.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
all off.
Uh-huh.
They cut it nice.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't fool
with it. Well, how come they cut all the hair off now?
I don't know. Well, let me tell you what they do. You
mm-hmm.
see, I found out that you don't need a 15, 20, 30 minutes just to cut hair. You take a barber that does it all the time, he
they
can
do
fix
it. Charge you $2 now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Charge you more than that, don't they?
No, I got mine cut for $2.
What about it?
Again. More than that, if you get a shave. Well, I shave myself. I don't let nobody shave me. I shave my own stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a car. You want to sell it?
I don't know. Now, the thing that got him was the way you livened up that motor, Patterson.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Now tell me again how you do that.
What, mean your motor?
Yes. With the sparks. Put your sparks.
Oh! Well, you said, where I set mine from. Oh, I set mine with a dime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I set the track out with the car, too.
Yeah. Now that's your spark plug.
That's right. But you don't set your points that way, though.
No.
No. I set my points. We got field gauge, too. We go by field gauge, too, sometimes. I guess my boy knew it was really good, but I sit mine old time stuff. Well, I first learned how to
1927. Yeah.
I sit mine old way, but I set my spot. I don't care what they do. They put my plugs in there, but I take them out and set them like I want them. So I put
yeah.
a dime between mine. You got to jump wide.
Yeah.
That motor gonna line up.
Yeah.
You set them close, see, it kind of smuzzles down, like, you know, don't put the ray up like it ought to. But you open them points, them plugs up on them points, where you can get a dime to them. Got to go. It won't be stranded. That fire got to go through there. And you can look at, you had that, you can take that plug out and lay it on something, onto the iron. And you can see that fire. Let's lay it up on something out here and keep that wire, let that motor run. But you can see that fire is steady streaming to that plug. If it don't go through there steady, it's something wrong with your plug. The fire, yeah, sometimes you can check back through your wire, check it close. Sometimes I check my wire, the wire ain't no good. Put another in and try that. Sometimes
yeah.
be wired. Sometimes
yeah.
them wires with claws ain't no good. They go for a while, but they short out. Get solved and break out, and they don't be no good. I really had one got the wire in it. That's the kind of guy in my car.
Yeah.
I got my trike the same way. And some of them spark for a while, you buy it now, and most new cars, they have that old cloth now. They don't be much good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it skip, jump, hop.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can run my car along 10 miles an hour. Don't miss. Hit on off, either. Don't miss.
And when you get out in the field, you it's the same thing.
Going by the business.
Well, you was over here
going,
no time when you
when I applied that
for
Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Going to put it. Everybody tell me about that piece of ground. So I try to do things right because I be looking for my pay. Try to do things right.
Yeah.
I changed all that tractor yesterday. I had something on another all I bought and I didn't like it. And I pulled it out and put 7 more quarts in it. $3.50 was all. I put a can of STP in it too. I keep that oil just as clean as it can be.
In your tractor?
In my tractor. I try to keep it just as jam up as I possibly can because I have to use it.
Well, I'm telling you, you never saw a boy after you left.
Mm-hmm.
He acted like he never had heard much of
well, I was talking about
it. About machinery.
Yeah. I've been around the machine all my life.
You see, they go by the book all the time.
No, I don't mess with no book. You know, the book don't say about what I've done about them people dying either.
No.
I know it, though. Let him go and follow that book.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you got a book, too. You got a great big old book that thick. I bring sometimes I think I'll bring this look through it.
Alright.
Shit, I don't mess with that book all the time. That book will go. That book, they printed that book like doing everything in the newspaper.
Yeah.
They print them things. You be following the newspaper. When you go to cook, you don't follow. She don't have no cookbook all the time. She might want to put something in this and something in this and something in this. Well, shit, that make it tasty.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't. You go on there and mess with to put this and then put that. Forget about the book. Cook like y'all to cook. That's what I do about the car. Well, I don't follow about no book.
Well,
I go to old time stuff.
That part. Well, now you didn't learn that from somebody. You just sought it up yourself?
Some heap of it I did. Me and the wife finished the way together in the CC camp. I learned a lot of it.
Oh, did you?
All the time. He was old and I had. They got me to work in the shop. I used to drive truck. They took me off the truck and put me in the shop with him. And I stayed 2 years and 3 months. They had me on the truck, not to drive truck. They took me off the truck.
Yeah.
They wanted me to be an MP. I didn't want to be that. They wanted me to tow the gun. I had to tow the gun. I didn't want to do that.
Oh,
I said, I don't
no.
have no gun on me.
No.
I didn't want to be that. I had to do it.
Well, they made you do it?
Sure they did.
They took you out of the...
Off the truck.
Off the truck?
Put me in the shop.
Yes. Well, you didn't have to tow the gun in the shop.
If I'd be out, I had to tow one. To hit around the camp.
Oh, did you?
Hit 358 of us there. You know, you need some of all them boys. Some of this is mean as rattlesnakes, some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
Mean as rattlesnakes, some of them were.
Some of them would rather knock you down than
not. Yeah, they'd kill you in a minute. Some of them boys were. Because from here, from southwest, north, every which way.
Yeah.
Everybody in the lake. Some of them got high temples and nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't joking with you. Some of them wouldn't take nothing.
Well, you had, a fella had to walk kind
of... I did.
Light.
I did.
Around there.
I did. Me and another boy. They picked us out of all 300 head of us. He's from Sarasota. He had to wear a gun, too. I didn't want to pass him. He better come on up to the medical side. We had a fly house to go up there. Yes, sir. And said, Pastor, I said, what? I want you to wear that gun. I said, wait, what gun? He said, you know what gun. I know what gun, too, but that's what I asked him. I said, I don't want to wear no gun. You got to wear it. You got to hit around this campus. I said, okay. I said, I lost all the friends I've had wearing that gun. I said, I don't want to be no gun. I said, I won't even have no friends. Because everybody will hate you when you see a person wearing a gun.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't like
that. Oh, they'll take you. They'll put you on the side of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. That'd be a good way to lose your friends quick.
I know it, yeah. I didn't want to wear no gun. I drive in truck. I took out the cam on a weekend, came to town. Kept a truck load on.
Yeah.
Town, what? The boys for recreation.
Well, that wouldn't make a man.
I wouldn't make a man then, but when they go back, they had to be in camp around 11 or 12 o'clock. When they go to get on truck, some of them boys be drinking, you know about that, and
they cussing.
I don't want them suckers to cuss me, because I'd do something to them, go to cussing me. And I ain't bothering you, Holcomb, you throw me out my name. I don't see that.
Oh, you wouldn't
no,
you wouldn't
I don't
take
make,
anything?
No, I don't want nothing like that.
You wouldn't take it off of them?
I took it some, but I'd make them boys behave, though.
Yeah.
I ain't joking. You have to get rough with them boys. You go in there acting nice and easy with them. They jump on you.
Well, that's what I figured.
They jump on you. I never had to draw no gun on them.
No.
I don't know how come I didn't. I never had to draw no gun on them. They take me to work because I wouldn't play with them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play with them. But I tell them, I mean that.
Yeah.
I sure would.
Well, 19.
I don't have no trouble with nobody.
Yeah.
We had no trouble with nobody.
In 1935, you was a pretty good man yourself, wasn't you?
Sure enough, I was.
You didn't have to take much off of
him. I wouldn't take nothing off of him either. I wouldn't take nothing off of him either. I ain't joking. I wouldn't take nothing off of him.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, how did the passing, let me tell you, I keep thinking every now and then everybody I know getting so civilized. Now I think about some of them roughnecks I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if I was around them now, it'd scare me to death.
Shoot, they're rougher now than it was then. They're rougher now than it was then. Because everything from that high, I'm going to jump on it now.
Oh,
Them little bit of kids, boys, some of them hiring up. Say 18 and 19 year old, they'll bug kidding you. They'll bust you open. 18 and 19 year old, they'll ride on up. They'll kid you. So much of doing that is pitiful.
I don't miss it, nobody.
Talk, tend to my own business. That's where I do get out of trouble. I don't go around no rough places, And I don't be involved with them. That's what I do.
If
I don't be in the field, I'd be somewhere, like it is now. I don't be messing around. Because they'll hurt you and say something to you and you don't like. And the best thing to do is stay around. That's what I do. Because I don't like nobody, to drink and be walking up on me. I say that once before. I don't like it getting all in my face. If you drinking right along with them, you don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I don't drink nothing with them. I don't be missing them.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, how come it, Pastor? I don't see how it happens. You see that you don't.
Don't drink.
Yes, you.
No, I don't drink. I don't like that.
I don't
fool with it. I done tried it.
Yeah.
I done tried it. I've all tried it. Can't drink that stuff. I don't like that whiskey business. Every day you see me, you live, I'll be just like I is now.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't like that whiskey business.
Well,
I don't have no friends much because I don't associate with it. Because you gotta have a lot of friends when you miss drink that whiskey.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, you have a lot of friends when you drink that whiskey, but I don't have no friends much.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you,
I want to think this way I'm going to put it. When you think you're more than your others, I don't drink that whiskey. I'm even more than them because I don't drink that whiskey. I don't play as well.
Well, you see, they don't think there's any pleasure unless they go out.
That's what I know, but I get plenty of pleasure. Just like I am now. You don't know what you're doing, and if you drink that stuff, you don't know what you're doing. Your brain out, it make your brain out.
Oh,
all that old
wine
and stuff. Well, you set it, the area where you can look, it's a hole in the corner. It's a bar room. It's a this and it's that.
Yeah.
Every hole in the corner.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're plentiful now.
Ain't the dude got one going uptown, four on the side of that bread house. All right, they're building one out there coming 4-1 where they're building the highway. One right in that hole over there, I know it's coming on the other day, yesterday, Friday.
Yeah.
They've been building for all about 3 or 4 months. It's about to be about finished now. They ain't making nothing for me.
Where is that?
Coming out of 41, that road going to Williston, the cutoff,
Yeah.
It's one right above the road. That's right there. That's the one right there.
Right there amongst the houses.
Sure. Right there where the people can get it if they want it. Right there in the settlement.
Right in the settlement.
See, them people don't care. This one, they're going to get their money. They ain't stuck about who drink it, who don't drink it.
Yeah.
That's right about that. They don't care who drink it. They ain't got nothing to do. They'll say it to them, the law come out there and put them in jail. That's right. That's his job.
Yeah.
They'll tell him, put them right in jail. I don't blame him. I'd put him in there too. Because I ain't 100%. I don't want that myself. I don't like that.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you this fella. You know this fella over Micken over there? He's a big, heavy fella. And I forget his name. I don't know that I even know his name. But he operates that heavy equipment.
I know who you're talking about. I forget his name. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, well, good.
I have heard him talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's talking out in public, so it isn't nothing secret about it.
That's right.
He's talking out there in public. You see, he operates them big buckets over there that holds 5 or 6 yards of dirt.
That's right.
He got a bottle with him.
Well, that's what he like. That's what he had. Another thing, I don't have nothing to do with nobody what they do. I try to tend to my own business.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, how does he operate that heavy equipment?
Well, some people do that. Some people do that. Some people have a goal so far and can't stop themselves. But some people have a stopping line. Some don't. That's where that goes.
Well, now, there'd be a little difference in operating that heavy equipment than it would driving a car in traffic 100 miles, 70 miles an hour.
I mean, it would. Sure, it would. Yeah, because you don't be in no traffic. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, now I never operated heavy equipment, Patterson, but I think you've got to be pretty
straight.
And there's a whole lot to watch.
Right, right, it is. People, too. Trucks, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Keep them running anybody. That's a whole lot for her, now. I know when I'm driving that bus, I had a lady run me off the road in 75. I come all the way around the prayer. Them children screamed like, run me clean off the road. Them I don't, you know them little round things on the side, the corner of the road?
Yeah.
Or right on that little corner?
Yeah.
Well, shit, I come up on the 75, and a lady come from my office 75. Shoot, she run me clap off, and them children screamed like I don't know what. I put on brakes. You're about to run me in the ditch. And she came over out to school. Then that lady would run you off the road, Miss Pat. Then that lady would run you off the road. I could have hit her, but I didn't want to hit her. I stayed on that road. I'd have hit her. I'd have tore that car with that bus. That same bus that I'm driving now. I'd have tore it up. If I'd have stayed up on top of that highway, I'd have got her. She come right straight on out and then stopped and stopped the stop sign on the right of her.
Yeah.
She didn't even stop.
Yeah.
When she come on out there, I cut the side to the right of the road, cut on the right. And I'm chilling hollering.
Yeah.
They talk about that. We got clean to the schoolhouse. Told the teacher.
Yeah.
So what Miss Patton done? He left the road. I saved his life.
Yeah.
That's right.
She did.
I'd have stayed up on there. I might have killed her and I might have hurt some of the children. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to kill her. But when you knew she didn't stop. She went right on. After I went outside, she went right on.
Yeah.
Didn't stop. Shaking right on up the road.
Yeah.
That's right. Didn't stop. I don't know what was wrong. A lot of times people be driving cars, they don't have the mind what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's right. They'd be there, the mind be somewhere else. When you drive them, so you got to put your mind where you're going, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't something happen just that quick. Like lightning, like you push a button in there and turn the electricity on.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-mm. Well, I don't know, better get on back to the house.
Patterson, you never did tell me how you got by away from home.
How you mean?
Well, I told you how I got by when I went out in Miami.
Oh.
I got an old boarding house.
I see my dad. My dad lived in Miami.
Oh, really?
My dad lived down. I got a house down there. Been down there old 50 years or more. He's down there when he wasn't on Miami, though.
Oh.
My father down there now.
Well, that way, you know, it don't cost you much.
It don't cost not a thing. It's to go in and go to bed. It don't cost me nothing. If I go off on a vacation and don't go to Miami, it costs something. When I go to Miami, I don't have to speak nothing, but my father meet me at the bus station all the time.
Yeah.
It don't cost nothing. My father down there. My father living.
Well.
He's down there now.
You know, like I told you, this fella, we was in the hospital, the same place,
mm-hmm.
same place, mm-hmm. same room.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staying, or at least his family. I told him where Faye was staying.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't innocent at all. She was paying about $3 a night, see?
Okay.
And he stayed right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $15 or $20 for the motel.
Sure, they'll do that. Sure, they'll do that.
And he never even budged. He didn't flinch. He didn't say a word.
He had to pay.
But this other place, in my estimation, is more comfortable than that.
Not clear.
They just want to want to part with the money.
That's right.
Now, is Prince Albert your favorite?
That's my favorite, Prince Albert. I need a bloodhound to back when I'm on the tractor. Might smoke sometimes, but most I chew back on riding the tractor.
Bloodhound.
That keep your mind on what you damn gonna do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
After I eat, I'll take that smoke or something like that.
Yeah. You know,
I don't like cigarettes.
The way you do now, taking cigarettes around with you, you can't keep it dry.
Mm-mm, they get wet. I light my pipe.
I think that that school bus,
mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know about that. You can make that curve up there.
I can. Just hit in a car.
At 50 miles an hour.
Sure you can. Saving the car.
And them wheels are just...
They got shock absorbed, the tires is wide on there. It don't do sliding like a car.
Yeah.
We stick to the ground better in the car then. Like going on that curve, going to Francis House, I go 50 miles an hour right now. But you got to hang to the low side of the road. You step in the middle of the road and it'll go in the ditch with you too.
Oh, it will.
You're going to miss it.
Or the road leans there.
That's right, you got to fall in the low corner. If you don't, you ditch you go, because if you start to switch and you can't stop it from switching.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
That's right.
When I'm going towards your house there,
that's right,
and I pass there and somebody's on the porch and I holler at them.
That's right.
You know, I take my eye off the road just a minute, and the first thing you know,
I call on the side.
Right there.
Yeah,
it'll do it. And it's the way the road leans,
ain't
it?
That's right. You notice yourself a lot of times you be driving along. You got to watch where that road run. You step on top of that road sewer. If you drive in the car, you step on top of that road sewer and it'll happen to you. That back end will get over in that ditch.
Yeah.
It's getting the ditch. It's just that. But you, I always, when I be driving on, I ain't like a lot of people. A lot of people drive their hand up on the wheel. I don't ever put my hand up on the wheel like that. I put my hand down the bottom of the spokes.
Oh, do you?
Drive that bus all the time. Just like that. I don't ever see me catch my hand way up on top of the steering. I don't play that. I'll catch my hand right down the bottom. All the time, that way.
Right down the bottom.
Right down to the bottom of the spoke. A lot of the people ask me, how can you drive like that? I said, well, everybody don't drive like that.
Well, what's the advantage in that?
Well, that's a whole lot. The media, some people, everybody like, you know, drive like, you know. I like it that way better. You don't have to be reaching up. I just lean on back against the seat, see?
Yeah.
I got a big old cushion about that thick I sit on. I don't sit on the regular seat cushion. And I can look up over the hood.
Yeah.
A lot of them be sitting on it so low that they can't see over the windshield.
Yeah.
Can't peep through the windshield. I got me a big high cushion set about that high, about that wide. I can sit up on the whole, sit down and hold my thing like that. Go on about my business.
Oh.
I don't run on the edge of that road neither. I get wrapped inside that line. People don't like it though. Now that the line right there, I get wrapped inside that line. Go on about my business. I don't run on the outside because there's all the trash and stuff and nails and stuff right on. I see a lot of flat tires on that bus. So I'm going to have some other flat tires. That's why I run on the edge of that road. I said, I ain't going to run on there no more. All right. I'll drive that on there. I ain't had a flat tire, but one time, something got wrong with the valve stem or something. Else. I didn't have none last year. I didn't have but one this year.
Mm-hmm.
The whole season. Some of them had a flat tire every day. It'd be the outside dude every time I had a flat tire. I had one leak down, standing up there, uptown, one leak down, that was close to school. And that one, I don't call that no flat, that's leak down. It was a brand new tire they put on like day before yesterday, and I called them up, they come and put another tire on. You can't hear nothing. Still didn't leak right down. Somebody didn't put the valve in right or something was wrong with it. I thought, well, get caps and put it on mine. What's wrong? You can't, I hit on the leak down, a brand new leak down, well over. Don't make any difference.
You know, that's the curious thing about tires now. The way they make them, you got to balance them.
You better balance them if you want to be walking all over the road.
But you never did balance them until...
Until lately, man. Because it's right these highways, these dirt roads, you didn't need them balanced. If you got the highway, you got to balance them. But that's going to be all over the road.
Yeah.
That's right.
And wear them. It'll wear. They'll wear.
On the side, that's right.
How long you been balancing yours?
About 3 years back, I imagine. Three or four years back.
Yeah.
It rides pretty good. Sometimes the tire gets 65, 70 miles an hour. It kind of jump like that, but it just rolls mine real low.
Yeah.
And I like larger tires on the back, too.
Yeah. Well, now, have you got a place to get tires?
Mm-hmm. I ain't bought for two tires since the first of the year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bought with two tires for a year. Tires that I bought on my car, they on there now. Them tires cost 20, let me see. The two tires cost $50 with a two.
Yeah.
I tried to get the good one. Two in the front.
Yeah.
I had to hear, they ain't never been flat. I mean, they ain't never been flat. They ain't been there to take one to put them nothing in.
Is that right?
And they don't even look like they would. I've been on there since last year.
Yeah.
You can only let the wood out and the car go in the line. Because we put that stuff out on ourselves. Put tinker and book in.
Yeah.
I had a check. Sometimes I kept having to see it out of line. It means that, dude.
Well, I know, but once they get out of line and wear, you're in bad shape then.
That's why I don't wait till they get out of that needle.
Do you look at them? Do you watch them?
I check my tires closed all the time.
You do?
I sure do.
Does he?
Yes, sir.
He tell the truth? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I try to, but you know, you can slip up on that for a week or two.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then
well, I check my car when I go to drive. Before I crank it up, I check the oil in. Water.
Yeah.
Why is that? I don't care about the gas.
Yeah.
I take the water off while I crank it.
Yeah.
I can tell how much oil I need. I keep a close check on it. That's why I do my tracking.
Yeah.
Mine use about a quart that tractor do when it's real hard pulling.
Yeah.
I like that. I know it needs some rain, but other than that, keep it changed and keep it close. I put a can of STP in mine. Clean it out. You know, slug at it.
Yeah.
He people say, don't put an STP in mine, but I put it in mine. Put in mind, you know, one my that tractor holds 7 quarts all, mine holds $3 by 15 quarts all, and 1 quarter all or can of STP in your head. And you slug at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long the transmission is living?
It just all at once.
You ever change the oil in that transmission?
Yes.
Once or twice?
I wanna know you wanna sell it.
Yeah. I'll trade with you.
You trade anything I got?
No, whenever Patterson gets through up there with that tractor and we come down here, and I'll work
okay.
out something with you.
Okay.
Let me tell you, this boy, now, he may want to work with you a little bit.
Sure.
You know, just to pick up some of your goers. You see, he can read that book. But he still can't make them run.
I want to buy a car now.
You the one who wants to buy it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll trade with him as soon as Patterson gets through over there to his place.
What do you want to trade?
I don't know. We work out something.
That when I came down for the day, I won't check anything out because I need one for Tuesday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it for your daddy gets back from over there. When he got a little time, then we'll work out something on it.
But you want to let him work out there?
Yeah, I'll work out something with him.
You hear anything you said to him?
Huh?
You said it to him?
I don't care what he does with it.
I'm the one with better come.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to deal with him. Faded, you should. Yes. I'll deal with him.
When that will be?
Whenever he gets through with the tractor over here.
Well, I'll see you again.
All right.
Nothing, huh? Yeah. 10-1 right around 5-600 and the end of the visit with Patterson this Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. 10-1 right around 5-600 the end of the visit with Patterson and his youngest boy. This Sunday, about noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Time went right around 5-600, and then the visit with Patterson and his youngest boy. This Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72.